Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Right, we're holding today, really, Ayin Gimel, we're at the beginning of the Perek, when Ayin Beis Amid Beis, the Perek of Ein L'Menachas Nikbatzes. Of course, then, again, based on what just to recapitulate for a minute, we have an edidim that we have over here in the Machlaikis between Rebbe and Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon, the way the Maskana comes out by the Kibsei Atzeres, whether the Shechita is Mekadosh, or whether you need both the Shechita and the Zrika, the way Rashi learned it, when according to the pastors of the whole sugya before Daf Mem Zayin, we're talking that it was already Kiddush. If you hold that the Kiddush already took place because the Tana is Mekadosh, so we can't say that it's going on Kiddush. There's a new concept that's called Hukful and Loi Hukful. If that's the case, then it creates all problems, like Tosis asks, or Daf Mem Vav, that they're not buying Rava, how do they reconcile with this whole Rav Nachman by Yitzchak? It's not like the Maskana that we have over here, where he even thinks that Tanufa would be able to do it. What do you mean if you hold over here that it's Hukvu, and it's Hukvu only with the Shechita? What happens over there? There was even the Tanufa before was the thing itself that did it. The Gemara held that it establishes the Zika. So there we have the Machlokes, I mean the Zika, and over here all of a sudden we're saying that it's Hukvu. What do we mean by that? And therefore, so we have different ways to learn this in the Lishleima. We have the Taras HaKodesh and the Brisker Rav tells us, we said the Brisker Rav, that the way the Brisker Rav learns is there's a difference between the Hukvu, where they become united as one chetzah of carbon. The din of Zika is a different din. There, they could be independent, but they're totally on each other. It can be ma'akim. One could be ma'akim. But for example, the Gemara, the din that we have, that's your mafagil by the kvasim, there's a din pigel that's kal, or the lechem also. That din comes from the din of hukful, from the fact that they are united in this din. And Tosfos, because of these kashas, doesn't learn the whole din hukful like way Rashi learns. The way Rashi learns that they're all avada, they're kaddish before, but they're nikva together as one entity of carbon. Tosfos learns the whole Gemara differently. Now we're talking about a psul yotze that we have over here, and at what point does it become psul yotze? But other than that, everything is totally in the din of the Zika. We're totally here in the din of the Zika also. After the said also, let's say you held Chara another thing. Chara, if we're going to learn like Rashi, if it wouldn't have been for this din of Hukva'u, you'd be able to change it to a different carbon. Right. Why is that not like it got lost? That itself should be a din of Zika. Zika, the Chara, should prevent you from doing that. Let's assume that the Zika, it's not completely solved the problem. Let's say we have the din Zika, Zika takes place with the Tanufa. Let's assume that it'll take place with Tanufa, which is, of course, before. It's before the Shechita, right? So let's assume that the Zika takes place with the Tanufa. All right. Now, what would you say after that? Would you be able to take the Lechem and use it for something else? I mean, if it got lost, what would happen? The kvasim would have to be, right, destroyed. Maybe they'd become puzzled. You'd have to reject them. So, if it wouldn't have been for the zin of Rebbe, who holds that it's hukvahu, according to the way Rashi learns it, wouldn't be for that. So what would happen? You'd be able to do what happened to the Zika would not allow you to do that anyway. What are we saying over here? The Hukvu and Echadami. I mean, maybe Echadami, the Tanufa would do it. But the Hukvu is Machadish something who got me pigle. They're two separate Nidim we're talking about. The Hukvu is one thing. The Zika is something else. That's according to learning like the Brisker Rav and Rashi, that's really what would come out. Tosfos equates them both. You can't be Machalic like that, according to Tosfos. Placements that the whole Gemara over here is not talking, it's not relevant. They've got to be establishing it as one unified entity of carbon. We're talking the Gavi, what's Mekeya, the Din of Yom and Gay, the Din of Yaitse. Another thing is, just that we should go away with this, according to the Sheikh of this Gemara, the Mishnah is inconceivable. It's a built-in stira that we have in the Lashon HaMishnah. The Mishnah says, Nitzer b'yay v'skasher v'dechas HaShabbos. Right? We have over here, Nitzer b'yay, the Seifa of the Mishnah. Two things that are that are exclusive of themselves, Nitzer b'yay kasher v'dechas HaShabbos. Inconceivable, such a thing. So let's say, what is the pshat, according to the Gemara and the Mishnah? But there is no pshat. I mean, the pshat is, I've got a different amount of Amrim. There's a much like this. Either the Nitzer B'yayim, according to one amount of Amar, but it's Teichas HaShabbos, not like Rebbe. Because according to Rebbe, it's Nitzer B'yayim is kosher, and if I must say, it's actually not so some Yerim Shabbos. These two things are can't be. Which is a Kvaldik and Teichik in the same line. But that's how the Gemara says. You know, the Marik has the Yisayin. Okay, the Marik has the Yisayin. This is on the sheet of the Bavli. Should be aware that Yerushalmi and Rosh Hashanah has a whole different sheet. Look at me this. Yerushalmi and Rosh Hashanah holds that Nitzah B'yayim is kosher and is still Deichas HaShabbos. Like the Rambam. The Rambam, everybody asks the Rambam, the Shach and Hilchos Mila. We have a Shach in the beginning of Hilchos Mila. That asks the Rambam. The Rambam holds that it's Nitzah B'yayim is kosher. Abba became the Deichas HaShabbos. And, it's not like the Gemara. It's not like the Gemara to Bavli, but it is like the Yerushalmi. Why is it like the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi holds that both of these things are reconcilable, because even if you hold that it's good, it's not good to Katrila, of course. Everybody holds that the Nitzah Balayla is the spot to do with the Katrila. B'di'evin, you can do it beyond. So if B'di'evin, it's good beyond, but the Katrila, you have to do it Balayla. Is that enough of a reason to be Deichas HaShabbos? Eat because you want to be Mekayim the mitzvah l'katchila. Or you're going to say, no, it's Efshar L'Asayis of Yerav Shabbos, even though you're not going to be Mekayim the same mitzvah, even though it's going to be the Eved. So Tosfos comes and barvards this, like we said yesterday, because by the Talmud, it's like that. By the Talmud, whatever you can do, today you could have done the same thing yesterday. You don't lose anything. You don't lose anything by doing yesterday what you could have done today. Well, let's say you would lose it. It wouldn't be Mekayim, the mitzvah, if you did it yesterday the same way. You're not allowed to do it behind. You could be doing it behind. It's good. But with the effort. But you're not supposed to do it behind. You're not allowed. I mean, it's not the right way to do it. You don't have the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to do it. That's the mitzvah. That is to do it. The Rambam, if we would say like this, the Rambam paskins, like the Yerushalmi. You'll ask, what justification is it for the Rambam to paskin like the Yerushalmi? The Marik has a claw in Rambams. The Marik says that if the Rambam, the Bavli is telling the Yerushalmi, but the Pshat of the Gemara Pashtus is saying like the Yerushalmi, then the Rambam is justified. He passes like the Yerushalmi. He could be Deichet a Bavli, where the Bavli has to go through hoops to say Pshat. But he'll pass it like the Yerushalmi, if the presentation of the Mishnah and the Gemara Kipashtus is the same. It says, if Nitzah B'yayim, we saw the Tzuy, he doesn't talk about it over here. I looked at my Sefer yesterday. I liked it very much. How the Rambam says this way. No, but this is the beginning of why the Rambam is able to be Deicha, the Sheet of the Bavli, why it is like this.
Why?
Because he says the Rishali has a way of justifying the Mishnah.
Simple.
Where it's simple, where it's very simple.
Oh, he's disagreeing with the
Bible. What?
He's disagreeing with the
Bible. He says that the klal is, it's the Marik's klal. The klal is that if the Rishalmi has a pushing away of learning, and the Babli has to go and drain to make it reconcilable, then the apostle like the Rishalmi. Now the question is, so what is the machlokes between the Babli and the Rishalmi? The Babli, Rishalmi, and Roshana has both things. You can have both things. You have the Nixer B'yayimus Kosher and the Chasashabbos. Now, what is the Machlokes? That's what have this piece on. It's not in the Psalm pieces. It's in the Yuma pieces. I took a light. All right. Yeah. Huh?
In the second volume?
Yeah. Second volume, yeah, the Yuma pieces. In the middle of a piece, in the Vaisarbish Talayach. The thing is going really because of the din of Shiluach, Asoyer, and that piece. They call it the Shem Shlokh and Estrecha, it's a Shabbos going with a Rashbi Shatz.
So the Rishon is saying that any time the Grey do a mitzvah, the Molech of Kimra.
Yes. The Mashma like that. That question is why and when. That should come out according to the Rishalmi. Yeah. But that's the gong over here. What the whole piece is about. I would say it, but I don't have time. Okay. All right now. You have to see. You'll see the sequel.
You can use it.
Doesn't mean you have the mitzvah.
That's why it's
that'll be the reason why it's Nechash Shabbos. Yeah, the svara that it is like that. That'll be the svara of the Rav, the Shach. But again, they're asking because they whatever svara you could say, but there's an egg in the Gemara. Yeah.
Rishach doesn't, he rejects this.
Yeah. Huh?
Rishach rejects this approach.
I can't hear you.
Rishach.
No. Rishach says, Shach remains with the Tzarech Yin. I think, yeah. Rishach and Echaz Milo. Again. But it's not an answer, really. It's a way of explaining it, but it's not, but it doesn't answer the Gemara. Yeah, the Gemara is a problem. Yeah, but that you take a look at that. The Eilu Menachas Nikmatzes. We have time constraints, you know, if I don't have all the... The Eilu Menachas Nikmatzes. I think maybe I wanted to do it maybe on Yontif. One of the things. Huh? Maybe the second day Yontif. Oh, you're not going to be here. I'm going to say maybe the second day Yontif. I'm thinking about it.
Wait until I come back in.
Yeah. Okay, now. The following menaches have kibitzah. The eilu menaches nikmatzah v'shirayim l'chayhanim. And the kahanim eat v'shirayim. And, as we all know, this is the Mishnah, we all know this from the first 70 block. Minchas ha-seiles, v'ha-machvas, v'ha-macheshes, v'ha-chalas, v'ha-rekikin. We have chalas and rekikin. Of the Minchas Mafesador. Minchas Oibdei Kachovim. We have the Mincha of a Goy. Minchas Oibdei Kachovim. U Minchas Noshim. The same list that we have, and the same problems with the list that we have. U Minchas Oimer, also the same thing. As Kamit said, you kahanim eat the remainder of the barley. U Minchas Chaytei. U Minchas Kenois. Of course, they're different in the other things. No shabbat levayda. Reb Shimon Oimer Minchas Chaytei Shal Kayhanim. Now we have a unique shita that I don't think we had thus far in the Masechta. Reb Shimon holds that Minchas Chaytei Shal Kayhanim is different than every other of Kayin. We have Mincha of a Kayin. Normally we have by Mincha of a Kayin. It's all burnt without a kibitza. Over here, it's true, it's going to be all burnt, but with a kibitza. Reb Shimon HaMechaz Kajshav Nikmitza. The Kaimitz Karv Liatzmai. The Shirayim, Kraven Liatzmai. You bring the Shirayim by themselves. This special limud that he has. Yes.
Isn't that an easier way to say the Mishnah? Why do we have this?
Yeah, but again, Reb Shimon is a different, it's a different thing. Yeah, it sets up the claw. All right, the Elu Rashi comes and Rashi tells us. Look how I say. If you look at the Rashi, even with the Ksav, it does make a difference. It's the same. Rashi and the Ksav Yad, and Rashi and the Perish. We'll call one in the Perish, one in the Ksav Yad. Let's see the one in the Perish right up first. The Elu Mikmatzeh, Elu Menachas, what are we saying? Mincha Silas. Isa. He says that we haven't done with an Isa. Mimchas Silas, it's done into a dough. How do you make it into a dough? Do you look at the Rashi in the Rashi the Ksav Yad? The Ksav Yad brings the Eilu Menachas, Mimchas Silas, Paisanikmetzes Isa. How do you make it into a dough? With water. Obviously, you did it with water. So, which means that which it says, really, Kipshuta, then the Mishnah, the day where it says, Kol HaBenachas Nikmatz, Kol HaBenachas, are they doing with Paishrin? Are there Nilushas Nosh with Paishrin? It goes on to Minchas Silas also. Not like the Rambam. The Rambam, we saw that, which ones do you need with lukewarm water? Only Machmes, Macheshes, and the ones that are baked, Kol HaBenachas HaNefais. The Rambam holds that a Minchas Silas, you don't make it to a dough. There is no way to make it, they don't make it into a dough, but with water. And therefore,
how do you make it to meat?
What?
How do? You
do it with the Silas itself. Mm-hmm. But according to the Rambam, it's going to be with Silas itself. Remember, because you have, what do you have? You have a like shemen with an asarin. So that does not do, why is it that you do lukewarm water? You do it because of the ratio, remember we had, it's not like a minchas v'sachem. That was our problem. Remember, like we had by a minchas v'sachem and not don zayin and the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. That was the chiddush. Now you do with the water over there also. The Gemara answers. Well, that was Rabbi Akiva's svara. Rabbi Akiva asked on Rabbi Yossi Aglili. It's my parents say machbitzin. But it says that he has it even over there with water. But over there, it's a much different din. Because over there are three lugin of shemen. No reason to have water over there. And Avon became, we have a machlaikis. Does it have water over there by minchas mesachim? Because over there, the ratio is a much better ratio of shemen to, and there's no problem of making it into an isa. The problem over here is you have an isarin silas, and you only have one lug. It doesn't make it into an isa. And therefore, you need the water, according to Rashi. Now, the Rambam, if you want to just look at the Rambam, here we have over here. The Rambam over here. What?
It's not enough that the ratio doesn't work.
Yeah, according to the Rambam brings. The Rambam, when the Rambam brings it, I think it's the Perek Yigimel. Kate said, "Minchas haSilas." What? Minchas haMachbas. Here, Minchas Silas, Kate said. Yigimel, what? Hey, Yigimel, hey. Minchas Silas, Kate said. Look at the way he contrasts it. I said, maybe Sarit Silas. Oh, Kamos, or whatever number of Israelis you want. Oh, Kafi. No, animals. Because of the devil. Oh, Kafi, Nidrai, whatever number you stipulated. B'shemen ha-ra'ilo, and you bring the amount of oil which is appropriate for that number of Israelis. Each Isara needs its own like, as opposed to Levina, remember. Beside me, Shemin Harayla, Umayde, Beisar Shal Mignish. That's the measurement. And then what? nice and shebet bikli. You put, of course, the shebet in the kli, the bisa. Put the shebet first thing in, and then the empty bisa. That's what you do. The achakach nice and all of it's a silas. Then you put the silas on top of the kli, which is lined with oil. The achakach nice and shebet acher. That another installment of the shebet. And you mix the silas together with the thing, with the oil. The achakach, they said, the klisharis, the tzuk, the sefer shemen.
Third one.
Then what do you do? Nice love, the klisharis, the tzuk, the sefer shemen. The shemen, shenosa tehila, ima shemen habalo, ima shemen sheyotzak. The whole thing comes to a shevaluk. Latli Isarin for per Isarin. The nice of Allah Levina, then afterwards you put the Levina on.
Never mentions
what. Now, next, Halacha Vav. Minchas Abachvas Vamarcheshes Ketan. Nice and Hashemet Bikli, so far so good. The nice of Allah Shemet, same thing. Nice and Allah, the nice of Allah Silas, you put the Silas on top. The nice and Allah Silas, Shemet Acher, same thing. Ubailel Hasela Hasilas with the Shemet. Achakach Lasha Bepaishrit. And then you go and you mix it with water and you're Lasha Bepaishrit. The Eifai said Bemachmas, and then you make it with the Machmas. Ubemacheshes Kimoi Shenotar. Afterwards, upaisai sapita, then I said the kli, then I said zimi, I said the shemen, then the nice levaino. So then afterwards you put the levaino. The Rambam says now there are two things that we see here, not like Rashi.
Order.
The first of the order, like we said, the way Rashi learns of Dayan Dalin, and the way Tosis we had before the Sabach Zayin, we asked to remember as a steer in Tosis, we Tosis and Sabach Zayin. With the Tosis before on the Dalit, that we have that whether or not the water is before the application of before the Shemet, or is it not before the Shemet, where the beginning, do you do it in the beginning, or do you not do it in the beginning? That's the machlokes that we had. According to Stephen Tosis, we have whether or not the Tosis learns like the Rambam or not. One Tosis is like Rashi, the other Tosis is not like Rashi, it's like the Rambam. And he has that according to the Rambam, when do you do the oil? I mean, when do you do the water? You do it after you are boiling it. They do it after the Blila or before the Blila. According to the Rambam, you mix it with the lukewarm water after the Blila. According to Rashi, you do it before the Blila. We'll have Rashi coming up later on. It got by a Dalit. Rashi says you do it before the Blila. Where he says again, Bailal here, Chalas Shemen, Mavet, Vishomachas, Shamacheshes, Bailal on Bishemen, La'achar, Shenasu, Chalais, Li'achar, Afia. When do you do it? Then, Omar Cheshes, Bailal on Bishemen, the achar shenasu chalas, the achar afia, or it says before, where he tells us that you do it. Naisei tchila shemen, beforeish kaidem lasiyasot, naisei tchila shemen bikli. This is Rashi says the Seder. I'm going Rashi in the Ksav Yad, or not Fayyadalim. Not, you see what he says in Ayyadalim? That is kaidem lasiyasot, see that? Of course, Shemet Bikli. On the bottom part, the Shemet Sub Yad. Naisen Tchila Shemet Bikli, and Naisen Salus Aleha. The Lasha Bepaishrin. You do it with water, you push it, Bepaishrin, and then, the Naisen Shemet Aleha, Bailo, Machazer, and Naisen Aleha Shemet. Then you make the other one. The second application of Shemen with the Blila comes after it's already made into a loaf. And this is going, Kipash is going even by a silas. So there are two points that the Rashi is not like the Rambam. First of all, the sequence. And number two, whether or not by a Vincha silas, whether or not there's the, you do it with Paishrin. And whether you do it with Pesha, whether it's made into a dough or not. According to Rashi, that applies even by Bichas Silas, according to the Rambam, it would not.
The water where the water goes in, my... You're saying that I'm going to get curious.
What?
I'm saying that I'm
going to be Paris. Now, I'm going to be made Paris now. How's it not going to be there? What's going to happen? How you live? Why made Paris?
But the water is Ba'akim.
The water goes in first. I don't even know how it's going to be Ba'akim necessarily. But that's the Seder of how they did it. Right there now, which looks like they do it, but they do it out of order. All right. Amar HaPapa. Now, the same thing. Kol Hechon is not Eser Tanad. Michael Bashwell, or whatever we have to say, then we always list the 10. And what's the Kiddush? Look at me, Reb Shimon, Hodi Omar. By Mitzvah Mafei Sador, as we all know, we've had this. There were Mitzvah Chalos, Mitzvah Rekikin, Yavi, Kabashwell, and the Lo. Kabashwell, no, you can have half and half. You don't have to have all 10 of Chalos, all 10 of Rekikin. You can split it, not like the Ten of Kama. Mishireim, Mishireim, the Golu Kaihanim, in Olam, the Ksiva, Ksiva, Anula, Ksiva, Ksiva. The ones that are Beferish are Beferish. The ones that it doesn't say, Zois, Tyrus, Amincha, Hakare, Sabinei, Arai, Bade, Seres, Mimeno, Yachlo, Aaron, of Adam. Which means, Bach, in that, Bach, Hitim, Lakami, Vaila. Bach, Hitim. And everything is self-explanatory. He coming Vailon, where would there be a suffix of how we learn it? Basa Iron. What do you mean? Basa Iron Nabi? Bidimina Kabetsa, Shirayim, Makaihanim. What do you think? There's a Kabetsa by Shirayim, by Sairon. Either one. By the Kabetsa Sairon, it's not like a regular Mincha. You do it with a Kabetsa, you do it with Shem, and do it with Levita even. That's A. B. Mechasaita. Bilchasaita is also in the Greece. He come in Vailon Basairon. Basairon. What do you mean? What do you mean? The Kmetzah, Shirayim, the son of Kahanim are going to get the Shirayim. So the Ma'ayin Chanami, I'll leave it to Rabban Allah, come in Vailon. He come in Vailon, I'll leave it to Reb Shimon. The Omar who holds Ika Mincha to Bekabza below the Sachla. According to Reb Shimon, there is such a thing as a Mincha where it's not eaten, even though there's a kibitza. And what is that? A mechaz kayin, that's a mechaz kayin. They say that's not a mechaz kayin. A mechaz kayin is kalal there, but not a mechaz kayin of a kayin. A mechaz kayin of a kayin is not. Lika mincha de mekamsa v'lo b'sachla desrat v'shimin oimer. Mechaz kayin, shokayhanim, is a unique carbon. The Rabbanan and Rab Shimon have another machlokes by a minchas chayte of Kaihanim. Shimon and minchas chayte kmetzes, there's a kmitza, which makes it this different than every other minchas kayin. A kaimitz karb, what do you do with it? A kaimitz karb biatzmai, a shirayim, kraven biatzma. This is a unique thing. This is a phenomenon that we never have. On the one hand, it's kibitza, but it's not batu shirayim b'achilu. What it means is, it's batu the shirayim that you go and you bring it on the mizbeach by themselves. And Minolan, how do you know that? Amar chizkiyah d'abakro, b'chav mincha b'lulav ha-shemen, b'chareva, chav b'nei aron tiyah. It all goes and it's eaten by Kaihadim. You may know Indian, if it's not a reference to the Vlula Shalchitim, because that already is Beferish, where Minchas Vlula Shalchitim, today within the Vlula Shalchitim. The may know Indian the Chareva, and if it's not relevant to a Mincha Chareva Shalchitim, today you Indian, Chareva Shalchitim. You bring it to a mincha chareva shel seim, and it tells you what? It tells you that a mincha chareva, again, it tells you either one, mincha chareva shel seim, it has the same din. And what do you do with it? Eat it. Today, when the vlula shel seim, it's no indian the chareva. What do you do with it? What is this? Mincha Chareva. What'll be? Bichasaita. And therefore, what do you do with it? The Kaihadim eat it. Same thing. That's what the Pasuk tells you. Chol mincha b'lula b'shemen v'chareva. They don't have the same thing. Great thing about Rabbi Hachi Diyosa. Chol mivayla, don't you need it l'chanesanya? Midayin shein cholkeh b'nachres k'negin zvachim. It's a new thing that we have now. Hey, don't you have the Pasuk? It's going to have to go through a whole long kasha here. But the Gemara is telling us again, this is the sheet of the Rabbanan who argue on Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds a new phenomenon. You could have a minchas, you could have a minchas chayte, where it's going to be a din of a kayin, which there isn't in kibitza. I'm thinking you're not allowed to eat it, not like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan holds anyway. There's no din to eat it. But there's no kibitza either. You just dump the whole thing on the mizbeach, according to the Rabbah.
But there are two lumps.
According to Rav Shimon, what?
There are two lumps.
Two what?
Two lumps of mincha, one for the kibitz.
Two what?
Two pieces. Two pieces. The seven kibitza and the rest.
Two pieces.
Yes. Don't burn
two
that.
Parts, you mean?
Don't burn that together.
You don't burn it together. That's right. You don't burn it together. You burn the kibitza by itself, and you burn the shirayim by themselves. For tzmeitig what? When you use it for a pasuk that tells you the following. The din is that when the Bekao, the Kaihanim of that base of, the Kaihanim of that base of all get parts, they divide up the korbanos that are brought. Minayin shein cholkim minachas kenegin zvachim. Let's say there's a trade-off.
Right.
One says, you know, I have an analogy, I can't eat gluten.
Or
I'd rather have meat. Says I don't want to eat ice cream later. I want to get myself all fleshy. So therefore, give me your menaches, your chelik, and I'll give you my chelik in the meat. Yeah, I want coffee later on with milk, and I don't want to eat. I don't want to eat so much meat. It's not good for the cholesterol. And so therefore, you can't do that. The Kahani, you can't divide up a mincha kineged the meat. Tavod leimar v'chol ha-mincha sh'tiyocha matanun. L'chol b'nei arayn tiyah goes to all of the b'nei arayn. You can't go and trade, no trade-offs of a mincha kineged the zevach. Ishkiyochit. Yachol, okay, le'yachol k'minochas kineged zvachim. Shalom kamu tachteyim bedalus. Why not? Because when people are poor and they can't bring a zevach, you can't go and jump right away to a mincha. Dalus, yeah, but not dalus. You can only substitute it with a knife, but you can't substitute it at least directly with a mincha. Amo yichalka benoches. Can I get oifus? Maybe with ifis. Let's say there are ifis that are brought. And the person says, I don't like chicken. Or ifis. I'd rather have a mincha. I'm going to make a trade-off with that. Maybe that you could do. Shere kovetam teim bedalus. Tavud leibar v'chol naseh b'bar cheshes. L'chol b'nei aray tia. From there we learned out that goes to all the b'nei aray, no trade-offs. They're two different types of korbanos. One is b'nei dam, one is b'nei, maybe yichalka oifes k'neged zvachim. But maybe you can make a trade-off with oifes k'neged zvachim. After all, this is meat and that's meat. Shalala malala b'nei dam in tamad leimer malbachavas. L'chol b'nei arit yichalka yichalka oifes k'neged zvachim. Okay. Why? Shalalu asiyasa biyad v'alalu asiyasa b'kli. By ifis, it's no by the idea of malikiv. By a zebach, it's not with a sakin. By slice that you need a kli, right? You need a keli. Taisis in the beginning of the zebachim. Ava yechalko minnachas, kinege minnachas. Maybe you could do minnachas, kinege minnachas. You know, I will take your chelik in the machavas. You give me your chel, I'll give you my chel. Look at the marcheshes. Yeah, well, wait. Yeah. Let's skip something. One second. Because they're done with kmitza. I'll give you a Shimon's chelik in his machmas. David Leibar, no. The chareva, the chobinei arantias. You get every carbon. You can't go and take, I'll take Reuven to chalakim. And Reuven's machmas, I'll give you up Shimon's chelik in the machmas. No, you take from every individual's carbon. Even if each one brought a machmas or each one brought his own macheshes.
So wait,
then,
every carbon you have to distribute?
Yeah, every person, no trade-offs at all. I'll take the roommate shlomim. Tuchalakim, I'll give you Shimon's Tuchalakim, my chalik that I have in Shimon's Shlomim.
You take the
flanking. You take it, yeah. I'll take the top, you take the bottom or whatever. Aber yechalku bekotchim katab and glaymar ishki yachiv. The email toida, where it says the email toida following that, which is, of course, kotchim kalim. And then it says, ish. Ish chaylek. The afilu ba'obum. Who divides up? We know this from Tzvachim, of course. You know, from the Nafkov Gimel in the Peretz Milyot. The afilu ba'obum divides up. The ain't cotton chaylek. A cotton does not get a chaylik. What does it mean? He doesn't get a chaylik? He doesn't have a separate chaylik. He's allowed to eat it. Somebody gives it to him. He wants it to him. Somebody says, I'm going to be nice. I'm going to give you my chaylik to a cotton and some meat of kachim kalim or kachim even.
Throw your bone.
Throw your bone. Right. He can do that. Remember, that's just where... we spoke about this by a cotton when we said the Maslaikis with the Mangan Avraham and Hechos Nasius Kapayim. Because it says what? He gets it because it says, Kilechem Alokecha Hu Makriv. Whether or not there's a din of a Kiddush though by a Kayan cotton, that's what we talked about it. When we learned Tzvachim, we went to know whether or not there's a din of Kiddush though. The Kiddush though, why is there a din of a kiddushna to be mechaber a koyin? Because he's lechem alokecha hu makriv. Now, Weissnice, then comes from Kivanger. That's the Rav Kivanger. You see over there, it says, ki lechem alokecha hu makriv. He's not bechlal that. Right. It says there, the Magen Avraham brings him in. So Rav Kivanger says, what do you mean? A balmum gets a chaylik in it. That's where we can make our side of, because of Avamut. There's no kids, Lechem Alokecha, who makarev over there. Avamut became against a chalik. Said the same thing by a cotton. Yeah, that's what was Negea there. Chalik, cotton, the afilu Avamut, the ain't cotton chalik, the afilu tam. He can eat it, but he doesn't get a chalik in it. Ahu, we call Nafka. So Frank Tingabara. Ahu, we call Nafka. So we have a kasha. Finally, we come to the kasha. What does it say? We're coming out from these. Before, what did we want to say? We're learning out from this pasuk. Gemara learned it out V'chol mincha belula v'ashemen v'chareva. V'chol b'nei aratiya. That we're saying that he always gets the shirayim. That wherever there's going to be a kmitza, the kohanim get the shirayim. What do you mean? We're using this. The pasuk we're using to tell us all these dinim that you can't be chaylik. And on that the Gemara says, Eidachadami. But that drasha comes from a different word. That will be called napkin. That way, here we're not getting it from the word call these things. But it's, and even if it is the same pasuk.
How
did it come out of it? Wait, what do you mean? Don't we learn it? Look at Rabbi Yisim, Rabbi Yehuda. Allahu mivicha. You use it for something else. We may need it for Rabbi Yisim, Rabbi Yehuda, for a different drasha. And the Gemara say the Chadabi, but you still have it from the Vav. Vichal.
So how do they divide it up
if
you can't trade on it?
What do you mean? They divide it up?
Everybody just takes?
No, I mean, somebody on Jibel, somebody in charge, the Mamuna, the Amalam Mamuna, we get somebody that's going to be in charge and who'll distribute it. Uh-huh. I mean, it's not the Chaplap, I mean, you have the Vargargarad and Falcon, you know, you have that also. You know, how they divided things up. Sometimes it was, sometimes they had problems with that. You know, if they took, he gave Kapul, and they went, this one wasn't, it depends on what time that it was, and they had enough for everybody. What?
Was there a minimum
of a Kizayas? Yeah, but again, sometimes they didn't make it to Kizayas. It was, sometimes it was, he gave Kapul. What?
That's okay.
No, that was a problem there that they had.
What's
going to
be over
here? Yeah, because that,
You just have to accept what you were given, that's the Salah. This is this old doctrine. Well, there's no trade-off. So whatever the Mamuna gives you, that's
what
they
have to pay. So that you have to become whatever the Mamuna gave you.
Yes. Yeah.
You're making a main course of order.
This is the head to me, not for himself.
Everybody can do it. Once you get it, you can share it with whoever you want.
Well, there's a mitzvah for the kavachal isav asher kupar b'hem.
So the baal mum, how the baal, this is the baal mum.
Mitzvah them to eat also.
No, but they b'chal, but the kavan, you have to share it.
Who's
he getting it from?
No, his father, or really for somebody else also. The father theoretically would be able, but Avada, he shouldn't, probably should not give it to him, stop.
Should not give it to the
Kotlin? Again, he has the mitzvah of eating it. He has the mitzvah. You know, maybe he can't.
He shares long-set desires. Eat it first and spit it out.
No, he has a, well, yeah, let's assume the mitzvah will be to eat a kezias.
Well, I'm saying, if he has more than the kezias, is there a problem?
That's already a shalom. Yeah, I see it again. There are two mitzvahs that he has to eat it. Two reasons. The rush, the parish of rush, and the darim tells us. Either because of the mitzvah, achal esav asher kupar, or it's his rachrayis to make sure should not come lidei noiser. That chelik of it, he certainly would be able to give to a cut. That's one chelik of it, but in Chanami there's another part. That would say that he should be careful at least to eat a kezias by himself. Yeah, he should have a kezias by himself. As far as the other part, yeah, he thought he'd be able to get the kahan. That's the parish of Rosh in the dark. What bracha and what?
The
kohenim
when they ate
the lechabal lechabapadim there. Haya aymen umakim v'brachas shemir rishalam rishalayim, and he would bake. It depends on he got a kizayis that was even cooked. Then it depends if there's a kizayis b'chdech achilas pras. He would make a moitzi. If he got less than a kizayis and it was a machlas and barcheshes, that would be totally the gemara coming up on nafayin hay. You know, what's the din? If you eat my chavitza, if you have something which is a kezias of bread, French toast,
bread and pie. Or
matzah brei. Take matzah brei.
Okay.
Matzah brei, if you have, let's say you go and you make you take a whole piece of matzah, let's say a machine piece, you put it into the oil, you cook it, and you eat a piece of matzah bread like that, what bracha do you make? A moitzi. You make a moitzi because even though it's cooked, but it's a kezias. Let's say they give you a bunch of kenedla. Let's say a bunch of little pieces, farf. You go and you fry matzah bread in the form of farf. That's a mezaitis. That's not going to be. You fry matzah, make matzah bread for farfel, you would make mezaitis. You do big pieces, then it's going to be a kezias.
Recognizable as bread.
It has to be recognizable as bread, yeah, but the Teresa Danaba, it has Teresa Danaba. Yeah.
Was there a
mitzvah
from
the Quran?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, you don't say
it. Yeah, sure. I shaken a shadow, because Shalara, Mitzivado, Lecha, Lecha, Mapon.
That's the size of the
Zaydus when he eats them. Yeah. The one's the Mechas HaDedin. The other one's the Mechas HaMitzvahs, like every aspect of the Avodah, like the Ramban says. It's Ramban Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Mishnah Aleph brings it. The beginning of, is it Maaser Karbanos or Tumah Mevusafim?
Which one?
When he makes the Bracha, the Bracha that brings the Ramban Kratzer, Shadam Gushas Shalarim. Then you do it. Even in the beginning of the Halachas, of the every aspect. He goes and he does the Zrikas HaDam. Asher k'nishono b'kdishoso shalara mitzivano lizraik d'estab achatos.
Oh, bracha ben Aaron.
Huh?
Bracha ben Aaron.
Yeah, okay.
The Moshi comes first?
Huh?
The Moshi comes first?
I can't hear you.
The Moshi Lechem comes before the...
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. So now what? Now the Gemara says... Ravina Amar. Let's say the Tani Levi, the Chol Karbanam, the Chol Michnasam, the Chol Chatasam, the Chol Hashamam, Chol Karbanam, the Rabbis, Chol Karbanam, the Rabbis, Shlach Lug Shem and Shem and Tzaira. Of what?
What the Mishnah said. Shifi, the Koyin, the Barei.
Koyin, the Barei, yeah. It's a Maaser Karbanam. Yeah. It's a Rabban. It brings a Rabban, right?
In Bikurim, it brings a Rabban.
Yeah, it's a Rabban also in Sefer HaMitzvah. So the night the Chabina, bin Ha'esh, Kosev Rachmanah, Kosev Chamash Melon, Mechol, bin Chosam, Le Rabbis, Binchas Ha'aymer, Binchas Kinois. My soul could take the Chabina. I might have thought, Yachai Samasher Kupar Bohem, Mam Rachmanin. But hi, maybe the din is different. By a Oimer and by a, the Mechasaita. Behind the Hatter Kaasia, the Edoch, Rabbi the Var Kaasia. And the other one is also to be Mavar Oven, whether it's true or not. That's not to be Mechaper. And therefore you need a Pusik. It's not enough. Yachai Samasher Kupar Bohem. The rabbis chatasoif. Sungadai the chabina nevelahi. Kamash malon. L'chol hashamam. Is the rabbis hasham nazir? Av hasham mitzayra. Hasham mitzayra, what do you mean? Behen yiksi, beki chatas ha'osham hu l'akoyin. There it says that the koyin gets. And the rabbis hasham nazir ki hasham mitzayra. Sungadai the chabina, maybe you'll tell me. That the whole thing by Hashem Nazir is only Lahakshir Kosi. What does he bring it? To be Mashir Nigon to continue the Naziris? It's not for any Kapara. Kamash Malon. Then we have Ashi Ashivu. Here the Pasuk comes and tells us, Ze Gezel Ager. We have another Pasuk. The Pasuk comes and tells us, in Babidra, Ze Yielacha Bikadish Akadoshim and Kairach, Bin Ha'esh. Kol karbanam, l'chol bichasam, l'chol chatasam, l'chol hashama, mashi hashivu li, kaidish kadashim hu olavanecha. So what's that about? Mashi hashivu li, ze gezel hager, gezel hager that he gets, the kayin gets, l'chai hi olavanecha. What does it mean, l'chai hi olavanecha? Shelachai olamanecha afilu the kaddish ba'asawisha. This is a unique din that we have by Matanis Kahuna, by Gezel Ager. Why? Because normally, when Kahanim get their chedek, they get it Mishulchan Kavaya. They can't be the Kaddish Anisha with their chedek.
Yeah.
They gotta be the Tatna Teres. Gezel Ager, like we had the Gemaras in Bava Kamen. Over there, I feel the Kaddish Melso Isha. It's gonna be theirs. It's not, they don't get that. They don't get that. Mishuch Gavaya, they get it, Mamish becomes theirs, cause. Do you think there's a Rashi over here? Shalchoheim, Kol Hani to Misrabu, from this Pasik. The Kaddish Mel, Kiriyomar, Kaddish Mechalka, Mekotche Kotchim, should be Eidem Kodeshus, I think, in the Girsum.
Yeah,
in the Gilead, put the Eidem Kodeshus. The Gilead, Eidem Kodeshus, right, it has to be Eidem Kodeshus, rather. But that's already a unique thing.
Over here,
yeah. I just want to, before we go on, I just want to say one little thing here. A Rashi and Chumash. I just want to say over a Rashi, you think?
Okay.
Rashi and Vayikra over here.
Eric,
what?
Eric.
Bays? Olive. Oh. The nefesh ki sakriv karban minchal Hashem, soilus yir karbano. The atzak ala Hashemin, the nosam ala levainim. Now, so this very, very mixed, very hazy over here, nebulous. Comes the Rashi and he says, nefesh ki sakriv, like that nefesh b'chol karbanis the dover, only by a mincha, it says that Misha Darka Lisan a mincha who's the derech to bring a mincha only a nani Yamakanish Baruch my love that kilo hikriv nafsho. Silas yekar banal harei if he says harei alai mincha stam maybe mincha silas shehi harishayne shebemenachas and v'nikmetzes kushi silas and it's nikmats. When it's Silas, Gemesha Mefurish Be'egim. What does it mean, Nikmetz Kehu Silas? It's the Kemitza takes place when it's Silas. How should we read the Rashi? Rashi Be'ot says, when you make the Kemitza by Mitzvah Silas, you have an Isa. What does it mean, Mitzvah Kehu Silas? The Tzifei Chachamim over here, Ritzayna Leymar, Shehimi Yuchedis Bazer, it's miyuchad. This mitcha is unique. Does that mind that it's nikmats as flour? Chain Haloshin the Mishnah. If anything, this is like the Rambam. This is a problem.
How does he reconcile with you about
it? Yeah. That's the reason I'm pointing it out. The Rashi of here, Rashi of here tells us, it's made into a dough also, because remember, it's made with lukewarm water. So by the time you go and you're doing it. It's very, very, it's the hardest of all the menachas, by the way, to do, if you're going to do it with silas. Yeah, because it can't be less than the kvitsa or more. If it's at least there's body to it, you can do it.
I think it's much easier to do a
kmitza
on Silas.
I don't mean hard in terms of the muscles. Like a machmas or marcheshes. Not that. The kashish marsh kashish of English. I don't mean that. But in doing it kahalacha, that you shouldn't have any granules that are going to be too more or too little. Vishinabrakad, hey, minimanachas, vikulabos, afuyas. Koin and kmitza before the kmitza, all of them. Chutz mizu, this is not awfully. The chach kreya mincha silas. That's why it's called the mincha silas. Maybe he means not that it's made into flour. He just means that it's turned to flour without any baking. Maybe that's all he means. And silas elachite ve mincha b'chusam eisaren b'chulo. Okay, All right. But that's just what I wanted to point out over here. Says they do it sinless. It's a little schwer why it is like that. The Sifrei Chachamim says that's how they do it. That's not like Rashi over here. Both Iraq Lahir and the Gabi this.
Rashi
and Chumash, but we have the Rashi and Chumash, not like Rashi and Zahra in here in Menachos. And that Amar of Huna, Shal Bei Ha'ev Nekai Chavei Bailus. Here we have it then. Shlomim, if a guy comes and he says, I'm hereby bringing my behema as a shlomim. The din is, it's an ayla, not a shlomim. Why? You may say makrai, you may say besvara. Either it's a svara that it means that, or it's a pasuk. He may say besvara. He may say makrai, may say besvara. He may say besvara. Why? Because having chavulima lashamayim. His kavana is to make it into an oil. Rashi tells us, that's a chiddush. Who did that the mincha is going to be kolio?
No shirayim.
Now, okay. That is really about, these are my karbonis. Yeah, the different types of karbonis. But what if there's types of karbonis? So let's say he means it should be this kind of carbon. An oil, not a shlomim. What the hell can he make it in? He makes it into a make it mincha skayin. If a person will be by Yisrael, he can't do that. He says, Harei Olai Michas Bachabas, and I don't want any of the Kahanim to eat it. I want it to all go, even the Shirayim, to go on the Mizbeach. It's about Sarah Shkasa Batoyim. He can't do that. What's the mean over here?
A Goy's Carbon, nobody can ever eat from a Goy's Carbon.
Yeah, I mean, what happened?
Either a Zevach or a Bit, because nobody eats from this Carbon that he brings. A Goy.
I'll come out of here where we are. Any of the karbanis that he's bringing, it has to be brought as an oila. We have a right, it's not like this. That a guy can bring other things too. Let's say he's mekabel to bring a shlomim. Nostad Yisrael, Yisrael Eichlad. He gives them to a Yisrael, and Yisrael will eat the meat.
Before they're mocked.
No. I didn't say after the guy, the meat. The meat. Nostad Yisrael, his did is to give it to Yisrael Eichlad. Nostad the Kayin, a Kayin Eichlad. Whichever one he wants, he does not eat it. He has to give it back. He has to give it to the Israel to eat. Amar Rava Achi Kama. No, so what is the case? But you see, he's able to bring a shlomim. Shlomim. So to Gemara, Amar Rava Achi Kama. Al Menash, let's say he says though. Al Menash, he's Kapar Bohen Yisrael. Yisrael likes him. If he says, I'm going to bring the shlomim, not for me. I'm bringing it for Yisrael. Yisrael's chayim or he's not chayim. Whichever one. I want him to have the benefits of the shlomim. A Menashe is kapar by kayin. Kayin Eichlev. This is it. Shall we see? Now the question is because of this, the case of a mafresh carbon. Kadesh is kapar by chavero. Which shows whether or not, whenever I bring a carbon for you, who gets the slus achila? Do I get it because I'm the Balaam on it? Who's going to be over on Balta Acher, for example? Who's going to have the mitzvah of standing there? All kinds of dinim that we have to declare about. By a kavish of a mavish karban kadesh yiskaper bochavera, who gets the slus achilim? And even if we'll say, maybe, the tzad that we have is big machlokes at this point, between the Briskumrov and Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, when who gets the slus achilim? Maybe it's the Bilem, it's no Ryan. Maybe the Bialim gets the Zchus Achila, but over here the Bialim cannot have the Zchus Achila because he's a goy. What would be if Ruvay does it for Shimon? Who eats it? That's a suffix, how to read this Gemara, how to learn this Gemara. Masim Rav Shizvi, Eilu Menachas Mikmasim Sushi Reyem L'Kayhanim. Mincha Asayim Dekai Chavim. What do we have here? Also, I'm Rav Yechon Lekashim. Here we see that he can bring in other things other than an oil. Not everybody holds of this. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, we'll see, Rabbi Yossi Aglili disputes the whole thing. He holds that a guy is not limited dafkif to a korban oil. The sadya, ish, matam lemeri, sheish l'rabbis tzadik kachamim, shenaydrim in the darb in the daviski Yisrael, ashi akrivu la Hashem li'ayla, now ain li ala ayla. Shlomim, how do you know he can bring a shlomim? Shlomim at Abadimani Dreha. Taida, even Minayan. How do you know a guy can bring a carbon taida? Abadimani Dvaisam. Minay the rabbit saw Ifis, even he can bring. Nayayan, Malavaina, Mahalaitin. Abadimani Dreha, Machal Nidreha. Nidvaisam, Lachal, Nidvaisam, in Kayim, Atab, and Dlaimar, Ayla. What it means is only, Kraila, Pratlin, and Zerus, and Nazir, not that he can't make himself into a Nazir, that's all.
But he can't eat it either.
He can't eat it. Eating is eating a different thing. But he can bring a Shlomim, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva, I'm right now, nothing doing. The only carbon he can bring is a high prat with his ears that were coming to me by my, and according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, this is where we get it from. We know from Nazir where we learned it. Ish ki yapli lindar neder Nazir lahazir. B'nei Yisrael neidrin. They never come to the Nidrin. The Gemara holds because Dabra al B'nai Yisrael. B'nai Yisrael can be Makam Kabo, make themselves into Nazirim. A guy cannot make himself into a Nazir. Because from Havamin is, what kind of Himei Hussa, what kind of Havamin is that? What happened? These are the things that we elaborated on when we spoke in, when we learned Nazir. B'nai Kam Nidrin, Himei Hussa, Havamin, a carbon udalolaisi. Maybe it means he just doesn't bring the carbon. Well, maybe, I want to see if it's Kalala. Maybe you can bring it, Kamash Malan. Not like that. That was one of the things that we spoke about when we learned at Nazir, whether the Korbanis of Nazir are an integral part of the Yetzim Chalais Naziris, or whether it's a separate thing, but again, the Taisvis and the Yidalim, but this is more Naziris thing. Whether we can split the carbon with the Shem Nazir. Kaban Azra Hanisnad Amar Ab Shemin. Mshivin Tvar Miskinu Beis Nezechad Beyam. There are seven takonis. I think I love him Shishoach Alasso. Maybe they just say, Yom. Mishilach Imayam Niskacheha. He sent with it the wine offerings. Karbana, Krave Mishalom. All right. Beim Lav, and if not, Krave Mishal Tzibur. If not, they'd be in the Tzibur provides the the what? Leimer Rabbi Yossi Aglili, lo Rabbi Akiva, because here it says that he could bring the sachet.
Sends kosher wine?
Or money. Afilu Teimer Rabbi Akiva. Yeah. Look, even like, maybe he could even go like Rabbi Akiva, who also said he could only bring an oila. But it means when it says an oila, the chol chaberta. Yeah. Bad title, had a ton of rabbanim. Ezrach may be the sachem, and Evgachavim may be the sachem. Yachalotei da lasa, tulunim the sachem. Maybe another does not need the sachem. Tabad laimar, kocha. Mani, lo Rabbi Yisai Glilu, lo Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because he, Rabbi Yisai Glilu, yom rafili ayinani. He can be whatever he wants. We're very liberal. He, Rabbi Akiva, ho abro elin, mini achrida lo. It could be either. He might say Rabbi Sakhlili, Sami Miyahu Yayin. Just take out the word Yayin. And we'll see what you substitute other things though we have. I'll have to say it tomorrow because we're out of time. He might say Rabbi Akiva Ayla the Chol Chavera Seha means all of its accoutrements. The things when we say Ayla, we don't mean Davke. It means Ayla, whatever is involved in Ayla. But Eben Chadabi, let's say he'll go and he'll send wine by itself, there the Taka will be different. Wow. All right, let's jump, we'll pick it up over here.
What?
Ksavyad. That the Ksavyad is more reliable in Rashi, yeah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.